it's time we stop studies, and I think it's time we take action.
Residents demanded solutions from the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality at the town hall held at Eberwide Elementary School. Over 200 concerned citizens attended after a DEQ investigation found 1,4-dioxane in shallow groundwater beneath Waterworks Park. Helen Aminoff was among them.
Come on, folks. We know this contamination. We know the plume is enlarging. We know the plume is spreading. Do something about it.
The meeting lasted over 2 hours, but it didn't stop residents from going up to DEQ officials after the town hall to tell them exactly what they thought of the situation.
And just don't sell the public out. Seriously.
That is Scott Munzel from Ann Arbor talking to a remediation supervisor about closed-door negotiations taking place regarding the 1,4-dioxane plume cleanup.
I was concerned about the negotiations that the DEQ is currently undertaking with Gelman, which negotiations, as I understand it, don't yet involve the local governments, either the city council or the county commission.
Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor wants to change that and plans to ask council next week to file a motion to intervene in a court case involving the cleanup.
If we are not part of the case, we are not part of the discussions. We need to be in the room where the conversation occurs so that we can ensure to protect Ann Arbor residents.
Hours before the meeting took place, the DEQ announced they lowered the amount of 1,4-dioxane allowed in drinking water from 85 parts per billion to 7.2. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.